Welcome to today's Story Shop program. Today we'll be hearing from Edinburgh author Roy Gill. So Roy, can you tell us a little bit about how long you've been writing for, what type of stories you tend to write?
I think I've probably been writing as long as I could remember, really. I drifted away from it a bit in my 20s and then hit it again with a vengeance when I became 30, because I suddenly realised, you know, if I go through my life and never write a novel, I will not be a happy person. So that was my motivation to return to it. The stories I write are probably, they're quite a mixture. They tend to start in this world and then they move a little bit left field. There's always, I like to say, there's a monster in every swimming pool.
That seems very appropriate, because the story you're talking about today, you're going to be reading from a story that's set in a swimming pool environment, is it not?
It is, yes. It's from a novel I'm working on called The Swimming Pool Rules, which uses those old posters you might have seen if you were swimming in the 80s, with things like no ducking and no bombing or whatever, and each one kind of spins off into its own strange little story. There's no monsters in the one I'm going to be reading today, but there is something a little bit out of the ordinary. Today I'm reading No Ducking from The Swimming Pool Rules. Baz the duck sat in the downstairs lobby, between the changing rooms, in the bit where people lingered, awkwardly, after swimming. He took 20 pence in exchange for a ride, and when fed with a coin, rocked back and forth, gently, gently, playing his theme song. If you squeezed the button on his ear, he'd even quack, in a synthesized sort of way. Shayla, who worked the kiosk opposite, had come to know every sound Baz made, the trill that greeted a new rider, the grind that meant his motor needed oil, the clunk that said the ride was finished, no amount of woggling from the kid on his back would set him off again. And as for the song, God, she knew every single note. Lately, she'd begun to hear words to it in her head. Some days it went, "I'm Baz, Baz the duck, I love my work, quack, quack, quack." On others, it was more like, "I'm Baz, Baz the duck, my life sucks, 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 sucks." There wasn't too much to think about in this job, you see. Shayla sat behind the desk and handed out coloured armbands to the punters, red, green, amber or blue, depending on what time they entered the pool. When the swimmers came back out, she collected the bands in again, dropping each one into the proper tub. Occasionally, she made change for the lockers or took in lost property. Once in a while, Mr. Stimson would come by and lean into her booth. Way too far, she thought, smile his toothy smile and say something like, "Shayla, could you put out a call for Graham to come up to the office?" And Shayla would push the button on the mic and make the announcement, thrilling slightly as she heard fragments of her voice, broken and distorted, drifting back to her over the splosh of the water, above the muffled screams and shouts, and through the damp changing rooms that lay between her and the pool.
"This is a Gamma Wall. We go in, Thwarton, please report to the duty office. Hello. Thank you."
Shayla wasn't sure why old Stimson always got her to make the announcements. He could just go through to the pool and speak to whoever he wanted. Perhaps he didn't want to vault over the foot hygiene bath like lifeguards did. She couldn't see him making it with his stumpy legs. He'd likely end up in the piss yellow water, soaking his slip-on loafers. She laughed at the thought. Her hand went up to her mouth, but there was no one around, just her and the duck.